Right now, time for another edition of our Tibbetts Talk. The Tibbetts Opera House in Coldwater has been a busy place, restarting to be busy again after months of being quiet. Over the last couple of years, one of the things that's been on the stage, the Tibbetts, and very, very popular is the bringing back tribute bands. And there's been some fantastic ones. Most recently was, of course, Yellow Brick Road, which was the tribute to Elton John that was just here a couple of weeks ago. Christine Delaney is the executive director of the Tibbetts, and actually over the last two, 3 years, some very popular groups, and you've pretty much had sellouts every time you've brought them to stage, right?
We've been doing great. It seems like our community definitely likes these tribute bands. And I think one of the fun things about them is you're reliving some of these bands in their heyday. I mean, you can go see, you know, knock off even some of the original performers, but when they're 60, 70 years old, they may not be hitting those notes quite the same as they did when they were, you know, in their heyday. So the tribute bands are really spend a lot of time making sure that they are looking and sounding just like the real group.
Well, and the other thing is that you don't have to drive, you know, hour and a half, 2 hours to go see even one of the tribute bands, other places, and pay an extraordinary amount of money to go see maybe some of the regular bands. You can see them right here at the Tibbetts at pretty affordable prices.
That's what we're trying to do. And so they've been fun. And it's interesting because the bands themselves have gotten to working a reputation for having a great audience for these shows. And they can't wait to come back again, and they tell other tribute bands that they work with and stuff that, yeah, this is the place to be. So we've got a nice little niche here that we're looking to continue.
Well, and obviously it's a beautiful place for a band to perform as well at the on the stage of the Tibbetts Opera House. So now, obviously, you're looking ahead of what else could be on stage, and you're kind of looking for community input, right?
Absolutely. And every time we have one of these bands, we usually send out a survey to anybody that bought tickets. But that's kind of a closed group. If they, you know, didn't particularly want to come to an Elton John tribute band, but they may have other bands that they want to see. So we're sending out on our Facebook, there will be a link where anyone in the community can give their vote for, it's just a very open-minded or open-ended, what do you want to see?
Well, coming up, you've got another popular group that is kind of a tribute to a very popular holiday group, and they're coming back to stage in December, right?
December 18th, we have Siberian Solstice, and then tickets will be going on sale early October, and it's a tribute to the Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Which, again, if you saw the Trans-Siberian Orchestra somewhere, you're paying probably $150-$200 a ticket for that.
Exactly.
And these guys out of Ohio did a wonderful job when they were here about 2 years ago, right?
Right, right.
All right, looking forward to it. So, again, folks will want to offer input. Again, what's the best way they're going to be able to do that?
Go to our Facebook page. If they didn't already receive the email, if they've already received the email, just respond to the email, and that'll get you on the list. And all it is just tell us what groups. So just as a refresher, we brought in this year, earlier in the year, we brought in the Eagles tribute band, and of course Elton John was a couple weeks ago. We've done Rolling Stones, we've done the Beatles, we've done ABBA and the Bee Gees, we've done Fleetwood Mac, Foreigner and Journey. So we've had some good ones.
All
just
right.
Need to know what's next.
And we'll look forward to seeing those coming up. And again, Siberian Solstice coming up in December at the Tibbetts Opera House as well. Christine Delaney is the executive director of the Tibbetts Opera House with us on this edition of our Tibbetts Talk, AM 1590 and FM 95.5 WTVB.